includes a local poet contributing. I love Dan Raphael's contributions to the Wednesday evening news, because news, you know, those of us that are wanting to be in touch with current events also need some poetry in our lives. Thank you, Dan, for always doing that. And right now, please call on in and say, yes, you want to connect with your community through the auspices of KBOO Community Radio. We have the frequencies, we have the podcasts, we have the stream to help keep us all connected around the day, around the week, and around the year. So please call us right now with your support at 877-500-5266.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next is Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary and Marcelia Postawaite. Stay tuned.
Rose City Native Radio is looking for folks in the Native community who knew the late, great John Talley, host of Indian World for over 30 years.
My name is John Talley, and I'm the producer of a program called Indian World.
We are currently planning a special to celebrate the 30-plus years of Indigenous programming here on KBOO, and we want to hear your stories of John Talley and programming here at KBOO. If you know anybody in the Native community who would like to tell us a story about John, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com or call 503-231-8032 extension 221 and speak with Aaron.
Every year on May the 4th, citizens gather in celebration of Jedi, rebels, and the power of the Force. They wear costumes, have parties, and share greetings and pictures on their social networks. They say it's fun, but what aren't they telling you about May the 4th? They say that the rebels are heroes, looking to restore freedom to the galaxy. Fact, the Jedi and rebels are traitors to the Empire, and so are all those who celebrate May the 4th.
No, no, no. Tune in Thursday night, right before midnight, for a very special Star Wars celebration. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th is a dangerous and immoral holiday. This year, say yes to the Empire. Say no to Jedi. Say no to rebels. And say no to May the 4th. Paid for by the Emperor's Committee to Destroy May the 4th.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Roxy, located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street in Portland. The Roxy is an old-school full-service diner open 24 hours Tuesday through Sunday. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company open daily. Dinner was provided by Ford Food and Drinks, located at 2505 Southeast 11th Avenue and Division, an industrial chic cafe that features simple homestyle fares and espresso drinks. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach its age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord. Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sinning in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we are again, Kitchen Table Conversations. My name is Mary Postwaite, and I'm here with my daughter, Marshalia.
Hey, y'all.
So, typically I have like a little notepad or something that I have that, but I left my things at home. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the protests from the students recently. Yeah. And before I do, I just want to say I'm proud to see that happening because, the younger folks nowadays are standing up for themselves and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's making us grown folks or some of us grown folks actually stand up and pay attention that, hey, you know, our children are, you know, trying to save their futures and you know, they're trying to do the responsible thing. So just say I'm proud that they're doing this. And also I want to send a shout out because I promised that I would send a shout out to all the, you know, workers, the hard laborers that don't get the gratitude that a lot of, you know, company jobs do. So to all the custodians and all the, you know, the garbage men and the teachers and the TAs and, you know, the nurses and all the people that have to work under the nurses and all the people that do all the jobs that we take for granted. I just want to give a shout out to you. If it wasn't for you guys, then we wouldn't have the things that we have today. So, but anyway, let's get back to the kids. So, I had to do that. I promised I would. Anyway, so, like I said, I'm really, really proud that I've been seeing these kids do these protests, you know, and it's organized. It's not like they're going out and they're, you know, doing wrong things. They're actually, you know, organizing it and doing it in the right way. What do you think? If you were in school right now, would you be one of the kids out there wanting to protest, you know, and do the marches for their lives?
Well, yeah.
Of course you would.
Yeah. I would be right there with them, supporting them. And, you know.
Yeah, I believe it too. That's how I raised you. But, you know, I talk a lot about to everybody about we need to pay attention to our children's futures. And this is why. You know, now the children are getting tired of us not paying enough attention, and they're
doing it themselves.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna pass the mic on over to Delphine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Mary. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So it's our membership drive.
It is KBRU's membership drive.
50 years.
50 years of KBRU. Folks have been making history by donating for 50 years. You know, because this is kind of how KBRU is funded, by small donations coming from listeners and members. So yeah, it's been happening for 50 years, and here we are asking folks to make it happen.
Absolutely,
continue to happen.
Yeah, so call in and make a donation so that we can keep these airwaves going. If it wasn't for people like you making the donations, then people like me wouldn't have the air space to be able to talk to you and bring our opinions and crises and all that other good stuff to you guys. So yeah.
So let me share a little bit the phone number, and Zelos also is there with us. Zelos Marchand is our news director. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support your community radio station this evening. Zelos, how's it going for you?
It's going really well. The sunshine has filtered into Pledge Drive Central and has energized everybody, and that is now pushing out to our listenership and encouraging them to support free press and amazing shows like what we're listening to right now.
Sunshine is making you dial this number.
It is. I do believe that, you know, an osmosis, and that is really helping the situation. On that note, I want to give a special thanks to Jeffrey in Portland, who renewed, and Brad, also in PDX, and Chris, who is brand spanking new to KBO. Welcome, Chris. Welcome. I'm going to ring this bell for you.
Welcome, Chris. Thank you, Brad. Extra. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
877-500-5266 is the number to call. And folks, we have quite a few really awesome gifts to thank you, to show our appreciation to you. We have a 50 years of KBOO enamel pin that you could be able to grab for a $30 donation. And this is kind of a collector pin. It would only be available this year because this is KBOO's 50th anniversary. So now is your chance to make your donation, support Kitchen Table Conversations, support talk radio on KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or kboo.fm. This is another great way to donate online or maybe on your app. Mary and Marcellia, back to you folks.
Thank you, Del. Excuse me. So yeah, y'all, the number again, I'll just put it out there one more time, is 877-500-5266. So call in and make that donation. I'm not quite sure the actual amount of days or years that I've actually been here at KBOO, but it's been a ride. You know, it's been ups and downs. We've had all kinds of shows, from reunion shows to, you know, school topics and class shootings, and we've had kids in here and poetry and music and all kinds of good stuff. And I would love to continue to do that, but we can't do it without you. So make that donation, and we'll keep talking to you. What do you think, Marcellia? She has nothing to say. She's just shrugging her arms. Anyway, so I was watching a show last night, and I saw something interesting, and it kind of shocked me. And I'm not really, you know, I'm a music person, but I don't listen to music like you do.
Yeah.
So I'm watching TMZ, and guess who was on it?
Who?
They had an exclusive special. It was Kanye West. So, first of all, I didn't know that that's how he sounded. I didn't recognize him at first. You know, he made a couple good points, but I couldn't quite understand everything he was saying, but it was really strange to me because he had made a comment about slavery. And I think that this is why they had him come onto the show and do the exclusive. And I was upset with the comment that he had made. And a number of people that I know were upset also. But he clarified it a little bit. He did it, from what Miss Alicia has said. She told me that he, on his Twitter page, he kind of clarified, you know, the comment that he made. But he had made a comment about slavery and how it was a choice. And when he was doing the clarification, you know, I almost didn't even want to listen because I was mad. But
I haven't heard anything that he said.
Okay, well,
I'm out the loop on this one.
He was more along the lines of talking about, like, it mentally, you know.
Oh, okay.
That we've put ourselves in this mental slavery state. You know, we're being held by following along with, you know, society and time, doing the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what we are programmed, quote unquote, to do, and or to think or whatever. And so when he made the comment, he didn't say it right. The words that he used, it
didn't come out
right, didn't
the way
come out
that
correctly.
He may have.
But think about that. You know, when you think about, you go to vote or whatever, people are so, you know, it's like black and white, black and white, black, not race, black and white, black and white. It's on paper, black and white, black and white. And it's like you follow the same thing every day, every year, every century, every, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So he's right. In a sense, if you continue to follow the same pattern that has been going on over time, over time, over time, you are kind of making yourself mentally a slave to that.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if those are the exact right words.
I don't know if I would use the word slave.
Right.
But I understand what he's saying.
Right.
You know, I get it because
we have a choice.
Yeah, we do have a choice. Well, not always physically for some people, but yes, right, mentally we do have a choice. And, you know, I hear a lot of, you know, different races always talking about, oh, they're past. We are not the past. The past doesn't define who we are today, but it defines, you know, our history, obviously, yeah. You know, and it's okay to be upset about it. It's okay to
learn about it. And
right.
To,
and to want to know and share it and yeah, mm-hmm. and make change. But we live in today. We don't live in the 1920s.
Yeah. There was another young lady on there. And for the life of me, I apologize. I can't remember her name. Her last name was Owens, though. And she was kind of saying the same thing. And, you know, I feel like sometimes we put ourselves in situations and then when it goes wrong, we want to turn around and blame somebody.
Other people,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have learned in my lifetime to follow my own mind now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did used to fall into the, you know, the zombie doing the same thing every day because that's what you were supposed to do. Society tells you to do this. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've learned that I do have my own free thinking mm-hmm. brain. And when he was talking last night, he was talking about Donald Trump. And, you know that I'm not a Trump supporter. However, even though I'm not, I had to sit down and I had to look and think, let's really look at this. Trump is in office and a lot of us were mad about it, you know, because of whatever reasons we were mad about. Yet, he came into office, has never had political or government background. He hasn't been in the military. He's got none of that. So what is that? That's different. That's a change that wasn't going on before. Even Obama had political background of some yeah. sort, government background.
Yeah.
So, you know, he comes in and it was different. Mm-hmm. So he's breaking that
yeah.
you know, that pattern that has been going on for right. so many years in that sense. And also, when he's talking, even though I don't necessarily agree with what he's saying all of the time, when he talks like me and you talk. He doesn't talk like he's a government official.
Yeah.
You know, all the technical terms and long words that people don't understand. He actually does talk in layman's terms like me and you.
Right.
And so that was what Kanye was trying to get across when he said that he's a Trump supporter. He wore a hat.
Yeah, I seen the hat. Yeah,
yeah. And everybody got all up in an uproar about it. But that's what he was talking about. And so when he was talking about that last night, it made a lot of sense to me. You know, some of the things that he was saying. So I had to look at it in a different view. And I really started to think, you know what? He's right. You know, Trump, I don't agree with how he does things, but he is doing things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I mean, let's keep it real. We'll get back on the subject in a minute. Right now, I'm going to go back to Delphine and talk a little bit more about the membership drive.
877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your appreciation for this kinds of honest conversation. This is Mary and Marshalia just pouring their guts to you, kind of sharing their inner thoughts. And this takes a lot. It's vulnerability, and they do it to kind of help us really realize this is the thought process. This is what's happening. This is what the questions we should be asking ourselves and really modeling for us how to have those conversations with each other and with you, the listener, because you call in to Kitchen Table Conversations often. 877-500-5266 is the number that we are asking you to call tonight, not so much to contribute your thought, but to contribute your heart earned dollars, because you care about community media, you care about KABU, you care about those conversations. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Zealous, what do you say?
I say hey, hey, hey to Joanna from North Portland.
Woohoo!
Boop, 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 boop. Gonna ring the bell for you, Joanna. Bing, 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 bing. One-time gift on top of her monthly donation. She
Great.
Upped it. She upped it. Thank you so much, Joanna. Because of you, we can continue to have thoughtful, real conversations like what you're listening to right now. It's so important. And we're asking folks out there to become KABU heroes. You can do a dollar a day. That's not a whole lot. And be a hero, that's just, you know, a few hundred dollars a year. What's that? It's priceless. It's getting real human experiences in your living room, in your car, every single day. Every single day. If that's too much, you could also just do, you know, $120, that gets you the KABU 50th anniversary special package. It's really, really cool. I've mentioned it before. Mm-hmm. It was packed by hand with Aaron Yankee's very own hands, our program director. Blood, sweat, love, and tears went into this. I've seen her. I've seen her do it. It's beautiful. Becky Myers also helped. Shout out to Becky Myers. It's beautiful. It's so lovely. Collage package. It has the special CD in it. There's lots of really neat archival stuff in there from KABU's history. Really awesome. You get the enamel pin. It's priceless. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that beautiful number is 877-500-5266. And you can also go online, in case you're in front of your computer right now, kabu.fm, and click the flashing sign that says donate. You can also do it through the app if you're just not really like that technological, you know, savvy. You can do it that way. So 877-500-5266. Be a part of the revolution.
You could also come down here and meet us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, like Brad and Jeffrey actually did a little bit earlier when they came and donated. A couple other folks, actually, Joanna actually walked in earlier, excuse me, to donate. And that is fabulous that you know that you can just come on at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We are here. The doors are open. Actually, our youth are out there right now collecting audio for their next show. This is Wednesday evening when the youth collective come together and get ready for the programming that they bring to you on the fourth Wednesday. Today is the first Wednesday, and it's Kitchen Table Conversations with Marian Marcellia Postal-Wade. The number to call to support this program is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And as Zelos mentioned, what an amazing way to be thanked in return by receiving a piece of KABU history. This is what you get. You get your own history as a thank you. It's a beautifully hand package that has also will come with the enamel pin, which is the 50th anniversary enamel pin. It's a collectible item, and you can rock it, show it, show your friend that this is what you do. You support independent media. You support conversations that are meaningful here on the air. You support real people, real folks who are your neighbors, your community members, bringing to you what they care about, the issues that they care about. And just like Marian Marcellia modeling for us how to have those hard conversations. We all disagree with Trump. We may all disagree with Kanye West, but they are also bringing forward important perspectives that we need to consider if we are to, you know, move forward. We need to consider all perspectives. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And back to Marian Marcellia. I'm cutting myself off. Can you believe it?
Thank you, Jill. Again, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And call in and donate some of that good old hard-earned money that you guys have and keep us on the radio. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. But
so before we start talking about Trump and Kanye again, can we take a moment of silence for Grandpa?
Sure. Today is actually my daughter's grandfather's birthday, who has passed away. And we had a moment of silence for him the month that he had passed. So I'll give it 30 more seconds. There you go.
Sorry, did I miss something?
Okay, just shy of 30 seconds.
That's fine.
And, you know, I believe that that's important. It's something that's very important to my children to recognize specific dates, like of their grandfather and, you know, grandmother and things like that. So I believe, and again, everything that I say on my show is definitely my opinion, and you know, it's okay if you don't agree with it, and if you do, that's even better. But I feel like it's important to keep that, I don't know if you want to call it a tradition or whatever you want to call it, but to keep that alive and to keep recognizing the people that have passed away in your life and the good that they gave.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for me, is just like, you know, especially the birthdays, it, you know, because if they were to be here, it would be a time of celebration, you know, to celebrate their life and, right. you know, all the happiness. And that's why definitely I like to, you know, if I were at home, I would light, you know, the candles that I have, you know, just to, I feel like it keeps their spirit alive in me.
Absolutely. So yeah. So, for that brief moment of silence, that's what that was for. And for those of you who have had loved ones in your life that have passed on and you miss them, you know, it was for them too. And, you know, just gives a little bit of a reminder of those that we've lost and we've loved. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about Kanye and Trump, but, you know, I want to say that, you know, I was talking about how it was kind of making me think about things.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that came into my head was, you know, this is the first time that if you look at the whole logistics of everything and you just sit back and you just look, and then you look at it now and you look at it over time, this is the first time that I know of, in my lifetime anyway, that there's been a, at least a start of a semi-relationship with like North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
North and South Korea have actually met together, which is also another, you know, thing that...
And Russia?
And the thing with Russia, right. I feel like even though I don't agree with a lot of the things that Trump, and it's not necessarily what he says, it's how he approaches the things that he's doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, I feel like he could do it differently. But with all of that being said, I can't sit here and say that he hasn't done anything, because he has. You know, he has pushed forward in things that would help America, as with, like, North Korea. That's a big deal. That's huge. That step right there is like really big. You know what I mean? And then for the North and the South also to come together, that's a huge thing also. And in my opinion, even though I don't really like the man, if Trump wouldn't have, you know, made that, I'm not going to say he made it happen, but
if he didn't push so
right,
much
and
like,
put that start or that seed, plant that seed, it wouldn't have happened. You know, so I can't say that everything that he's done, and in my opinion, I can't say everything he's done, has been for the negative. You know, maybe not 100% positive, but I have seen him actually do things that are, you know, he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it at first when he was elected, I didn't want to hear anything he had to say. Nothing. I just didn't like him, period. You know, is who he is, and he got to where he got to in not a fashion that I think was okay. But, you know, I also have to play the devil's advocate, as I do all the time, and I have to say, well, what if I was this? Well, there it is there. I have to say, he has lived up to the word that he said he was going to do. He did, thus far, in my opinion. You know, I don't
Maybe
know.
Not all the way, but yeah.
No,
In some aspects of what he has said, yes.
Right, and I will say, like I said, about how he talks to, like, just in conversation when mm-hmm. he's talking to America, I will say that I absolutely love that. I love the fact that he can get up on the podium and actually talk to us like I'm talking to you right
beings.
Now.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I don't understand the big talk. I'm not a doctor or a politician or anything. I don't know all the 13, 15 letter words.
Me either. And, you know, and I've always said we need somebody normal. Not that Trump is all the way normal. Let me make that clear. But we need somebody more like us as far as, you know, can talk to us like we understand. You know, because America is ours. It's not his or hers. It's ours.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we continue to say, oh, I don't like what he's saying. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like him. He's this. He's that. We're never going to get anywhere. Our future is never ever going to be anywhere. It's never going to go anywhere. Sorry, you guys, I just got a message. I want to throw the number out there to call, and it's 877-500-5266 if you want to donate. Give a call in and, yeah, keep us on the air. We would love to be here. I don't want to talk about Trump anymore because, you know, I said what I had to say. Yeah. some of what he was saying last night made sense, but yeah.
That's fine.
But what I do want to talk about is what you just said when we did the silence. I want to keep that open and like family, you know. It's important to remember your history.
Yeah.
And it's important to, you know, keep it alive and keep the whole, you know, traditions and all of the things that family has
beliefs,
together.
Right. Morals,
it's,
whatever
it's
you want
to
call it.
It's important to keep those alive. Whether you practice them, quote unquote, or not, it's important to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And even if you don't believe it yourself or do it yourself, at least support whoever it is in your family who does it. You know,
absolutely.
Like, you know, for instance, I said I light a candle, which is true. I do. Every anniversary of their death and for their birthday, I light a candle in remembrance of them, next to a picture or something of theirs that, you know, helped me remember them. You know, and that's not something that my mom does with me, but she doesn't stop me from doing it either. She doesn't tell me, hey, no, put that candle out. But she, you know, makes sure that nobody, you know, touches it or plays with it or, you know, knocks it over or disrespects it in any sort of way. And so that's something she does for me to support me in the things that I do to remember my loved ones.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a short break and I'm going to put Delphine back on.
Hello, folks. Thank you so much for, you know, those important tips. I think like this is why I love Kitchen Table Conversations, other from the fact that I love you too.
Oh, and you're
my
too.
Friend. But I feel like this is what you do. You like, you know, show us how to be real humans. And Mary, how humble are you to say, you know, I disagree, I don't do those things, but I respect whatever my children have to do in order for them to have just healthy, you know, traditions and just, you know, healthy mechanisms for us to cope with loss. And this is why, folks, you should call and support Kitchen Tables Conversations, because this show cannot go anywhere.
Well,
we need to keep it going. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your love, your appreciation for Mary, for Marcellia. You know, Mary has been going through her own life journeys, and she takes us on those journeys with us. Whenever she got her teeth removed, she's helped us understand what it's been about, and she still is able to communicate with us what it is to be her in a way that really is her voice. Where else do you get this? Only on your community radio station. Real people talk to you. This is 877-500-5266. The number to call right now to show your love, your appreciation. And we do have some amazing things that we would love to thank you with. We have a packet, which is a celebration, 50th anniversary KBOO celebration packet, because we know that you care about KBOO history. You've been making history happen here at KBOO for 50 years by making your donations on a yearly or monthly basis. And right now we would love to thank you with a little piece of your history back. This is a CD that has lots of archival information and some reflection from folks who have been involved with KBOO for years and years and years. There's a whole booklet that describes the history of KBOO and that has amazing photos on it. And also you will get an enamel pin. And that is for a donation of $120. You can make this donation one time, or you could give $10 a month. It's a small amount. It will come out of your account. It will be kind of painless. Our volunteers are here to help you walk you through the process of how to figure it out. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go online to kboo.fm to figure out this process. I'm joined by Zelos Marchand, who is
hello,
our
hello.
News and Public Affairs Director for the evening programming. And Zelos supports all of the evening public affairs that comes to you and support the news team.
It's true.
It is true. I've seen it happen.
The absolute truth. But I don't do it alone. We don't do it alone. We are a really diverse, close-knit team here in the PM News and Public Affairs, and we all really deeply care about making sure that you hear stories that give you human connection, which you hear us talk about a lot. But as you're listening to this program, you don't find content, you don't find stories, you don't find people openly sharing sincerely what's going on in their worlds, their communities, their lives, their families, anywhere else. And tying off of what Del was talking about with the amazing 50th anniversary special package, which I always go on about how much love and care Aaron Yankee packaged these with, and archives, we are currently working on our 4-year archiving plan, which is pretty incredible. We want to make sure that we're putting your donations where our hearts are and where your hearts are. And we want to make sure that we're keeping records so that you can continue to go back and hear priceless memories, wonderful shows, wonderful special programming that we have that you can reference here. And we're really committed to protecting and sharing this important part of not just KBOO's heritage, it's Oregon's heritage, it's Portland's heritage, it's Corvallis's heritage, it's everybody out there in Washington County's heritage tuning in, it's the Coast's heritage, everybody out there, we see you and hear you, it's your archival heritage, it's not just stored in some like back dark room somewhere. And so this archiving effort is one of a kind, and it's, you know, packaged so that everybody can have access to it. And with your help, you can help us tell a story on how we have all made not just Portland, but Oregon, so much of Oregon, and frankly, lots of other places that we connect to through our news and public affairs, because we stream internationally, and a lot of other journalists, a lot of other donors and listeners, they're from all over. It's not just Portland, it's everywhere. That we can continue to keep this civic dialogue alive, along with its activism and all the creative expression that you get 24 hours here. So join us in this effort to preserve not just our regional history, but our global history, and include community radio in your personal American history. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266, or by going to kboo.fm and clicking donate.
Great. Do it now, folks. Back to Kitchen Table Conversation. And I cut myself again. Auntie Raina is on the phone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Raina?
Hi, Raina.
What? Hi.
Oh. Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
You guys are so pretty. I just love listening to you.
Aww.
Thank you. So how are you doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
We're just listening to you. And
did you guys call in and contribute? Keep me on the air?
No, I actually did not. But we are actually working on it. Jasmine is talking.
But you will, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, did you hear what we were talking about earlier?
Yes, we did.
Do you have any opinions on that?
I'm kind of confused about a lot of stuff, like everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. It's an odd conversation.
It really kind of is.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how to approach it, but yeah. No, we've heard about it and we're listening to it, and you know, I don't know Kanye or Trump. And so I don't actually know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a very political person. I don't really follow politics. But
it's not in politics. Like I just don't know you, and I don't know what you're saying.
I just, when I was up late last night and happened to see it on TV, and I was kind of shocked, you know, that some of the things he was saying, he was kind of going off on a rant. But
seemed that way. But then he came back and said he wasn't. So I. I don't know. I mean, we all have our days and our bad days.
Like, absolutely. So, well, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you.
Mary, I'm so glad to hear from you, and Marshalia.
I know, I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Oh, I seen that you guys were in Portland.
We were.
I know.
Her heart is broke now.
Grandma Brenda got all the love. It's okay. It's okay. It was for Grandma,
it's
so.
It's a family affair.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to have to keep it pushing.
Yeah. Have a good show, guys.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you for calling in. And thank you for making a contribution when you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we love you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
That was Auntie Rena, everybody. That was my daughter's, well, honestly, it was my daughter's ex's family, but, you know, Marshalia is so loving and everybody loves her that, yeah, she has a good relationship with all of her her ex's family. Ain't that something?
Oh, my God. I cannot say that. Can she just, like, be my aunt?
She's your aunt.
Thank you.
But anyway, so, yeah.
we actually call each other sis.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how.
That's true. So let me throw the number out there. It's 877-500-5266. And it's the membership drive. So we need you to call in and make those contributions and donate some money for us and keep us on the air because it's folks like you that we do this for. And thank you, Dal, for the beautiful comments that you made. I do try to, you know, bring to the air things that people don't really...
authenticity,
you know, or they have a hard time talking about, and so
realness.
Here's another thing that that is hard for parents to talk about with their kids, and it was I'm going to do this for Marshalie because she's going to be the one to give the advice. What do you do when your mom finds out that you're no longer
a virgin? Oh my God, run.
Well, I found out.
No, don't. So, wait. No, let me tell. Okay. So, I thought I was being slick. Okay. And I went and I got, you know, the pill. And I thought I was being slick. And we went to a doctor's appointment and I tried to grab the paper from the nurse or whatever, but she didn't hand it to me. I was underage. So she handed it to my mom. My mom flipped to the second page and was like, what is this? And then the big old word for Plan B. And, yeah, I got my head chewed off that day.
In the doctor's office.
Yeah, I was...
politely.
Yeah, which made it even worse, honestly. I feel like at that point I was like, Mom, just put me over your knee and spank me. Like, just so, get it over with.
I wanted to throw this topic out here because we were talking about it yesterday. And, you know, it, for me, I think I was more upset that my daughter
didn't come to me
and tell me, you know, and felt like she couldn't.
Look.
But I get it. No. I understand.
No, I have to, look,
but
I need to.
I want to say, if your children don't come to you about it, maybe you should go to them about it. You know, make it something that's not embarrassing for them to talk about. Because it's a real thing. It's something that happens. And
yeah,
when you
something.
Find out shockingly like that, it makes it way worse.
Look, it wasn't that I didn't feel like I couldn't come to you because I know I can come to you with anything. It's just when that happens, you're not thinking about, oh my God, I'm gonna go run and tell my mom.
Right.
No. You're thinking about, oh my gosh, am I prego? Oh my gosh, what just happened? Oh my
right.
goodness. Like,
I understand.
And
I understand.
also, I know how you get. Me and you are a lot alike. So,
yeah. But I've always told my kids.
I've seen the good version
and the bad version,
and the bad version outweighed the good.
There's never anything that my kids could do that, you know, would make me stop loving them in any way. I've always said, you know, you can murder 20,000 people in front of me, but you may get in trouble.
You're gonna pay the consequence.
But I will still love you. You know, you will still be my child, and no matter what, I've always got your back. Even if you do wrong, you still have to pay the consequences, but I'm still gonna be there for you. You know, so you know, all of you adults out there, make that conversation for your kids. Give the pathway there. You know, don't feel like it's something that you don't want to talk to your kids about because it's taboo or I don't want to talk to my kids about sex.
I'm like, we were in 2018.
You know, here's the thing, right? We're in 2018, and if you don't talk to your children about it,
somebody else
will.
Right,
and
all
it
the
may
wrong
not
ways.
Be the right information. So, you know, have that conversation with your kids and keep it an open conversation so that your children know that no matter what, they can just, you know, say, hey, Mom, Dad, you know, this is what's going on and blah, 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 blah.
And I think it's important to have like an open line of communication, not just about that, but about everything, but especially about that, because nowadays you're seeing kids
literally kids, 15-year-olds, you know, 14, 13, however young, now becoming parents, you right. know, like I see it all the time and it makes me so sad. I'm going to be 21 years old and I have no kids.
Like, and that's wonderful.
You know, like I'm really proud of myself, but it's sad to see my peers and, you know, their younger siblings mm-hmm. having kids. And, you know, I'm 5 years older than them.
Do you think that if they would have had a better communication with their parents, would it have helped?
At least with somebody. Maybe. Yeah. Even if it wasn't their parents, at least with someone who educated them in the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who wasn't afraid to cross those taboo lines with them.
Right.
You know, like with you, my whole life, you were very open. You didn't beat around the bush. You kept it real with me. You told me about your life inside and out. And, you know, you made me see the world for what it really is. So I didn't need a whole lot of people to open my eyes to those kinds of things, to the taboo, quote unquote, things. Mm-hmm. And at a very young age, I was already thinking for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, it was a little different than for my peers. But at the same time, I feel like there was still those opportunities for them to reach out to certain people or to catch certain information that they may not have used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to, you know, and again, for the parents out there or people who are listening, if you don't know how to bring up those hard conversations with your kids, you can always go to a clinic or a hospital and you get the brochures
mm-hmm.
that are on the wall and you just give them to your child. That's what I did. I just
yeah,
did
she just
all different kinds, whether it was for sexually transmitted diseases, pregnancy, birth control,
whatever
food,
it was, yeah,
nutrition, all of them. I would just grab one and
or whatever,
and I would give it to them, and then I would look at them and I'd say, here you go, here's some reading, and if you have any questions, then I want you to come to me and ask me. And for the most part,
it was usually me who came to my mom with questions. My brother, not so much, but he still read them.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't a whole lot of questions. And believe it or not, the questions that came weren't really hard for me to answer as far as, you know, oh, I don't know if I should say this. But, you know, kids are smarter than we give them credit for.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, nowadays, you know, things evolve and things, you know, they progress and life progresses in itself. And you have to think, us old-fashioned type parents, we have to give our kids a break. I mean, there's a lot of things going on out there that didn't go on out there while we were kids, you know, and that's just the way it is. And we have to open our eyes and realize that, or we're going to have a whole bunch of problems. So I'm going to turn the mic back on over to Delphine. It's our membership drive, and we need you to call in. I want to hear those phones ringing and donate some money for us so that we can stay on the air.
Yeah.
And the number is 877-500-5266. And this is for Kitchen Table Conversations to continue those amazing conversations. As Mary and Marcelia are showing how to have real conversations with your children. Where else do you hear mother, daughter having their own show, producing it, planning it, choosing whatever they talk about? There's nobody behind the scene but them. And this is community radio. This is what you are paying for whenever you call 877-500-5266. You paying for real community connections. This is your neighbors coming to you with real advice about how to have hard conversations about really, really important topics with our children. This is Kitchen Table Conversations. You love it. You listen every first Wednesday of the month. Mary and Marcelia are your favorite, and now it's time for you to show your love and your support by calling 877-500-5266 or going online to kboo.fm. If you were to make a $75 donation this evening, we have three different KBOO t-shirts that you could pick from. There is one that is a very simple black shirt with the KBOO logo on it, and you could rock this one. There's a brand new one, which is Keep Portland Radical shirt. that you could also get for $75 donation. Or we also have the Higher Being shirt, which was designed by Anna Vo. And that t-shirt is also available for $75 donation. And it will show you how Higher League you get connected by listening to KBOO. This is your community radio station. We are all here for you. You are here because you love what you are listening to, but we are only here because of you, because you call and you've made history by supporting KBOO for the last 50 years. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. 877-500-5266. It also spells KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. Easy for you to remember in case you are driving. Pull over, take a minute to share your love and support for KBOO. 877-500-5266. You can also go online at kboo.fm and make your donation this way. I'm joined by Zelos Marchand.
Hello, hello. Yes, definitely pull over before you whip out that wonderful phone and donate.
I think it's against the law now.
It's to totally have against law. Hand. However, I hear if you have a hands-free, don't quote me though, you know, that, you know,
and
then
Siri.
That's okay. Yeah.
Siri, dial 877-500.
Tell Siri or Google Office Assistant, hey Google, donate to KBOO FM. By it's what you should probably do. You know what's funny? My Google Assistant just came up on my phone when I said that.
Oh!
And it actually has folks. The link. No joke. So you totally can say, hey, Google, donate to KBOO, and it will have the donate KBOO link.
That's fabulous.
Directly. That's pretty awesome. I love beautiful accidents like that. So there you go. Several ways. 877-500-5266.
Live testing.
Or go, live testing. Or go to kboo.fm. Click donate. Really easy. Or through your app. Or seriously, hands-free. Hands-free mostly. Just say, hey, Google. Donate to KBOO and that will happen.
it will come out of your account, not of Google's account.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, though. Don't think that just because you tell your Google Assistant to do this for you that you don't have, it's not coming out of your piggy bank. It you still have to pay for that. And we will still lovingly accept that.
Absolutely.
And have that go to
more welcomely than Google's money.
Most like, yes, exactly. we want to stay feeling clean. So we don't want to use that. And changing tacks, I wanted to name drop our awesome gift for those who are pledging at $90, which is like so easy. Like, what is that? That's probably how many lattes you spend in a month or so. Mm-hmm. But the KBOO Pick Appreciation Party. I love it when I actually get to speak a little bit of slang. The Pick Appreciation Party, bluegrass fundraiser for our station, KBOO Community Radio. It's featuring music from The True Vine, which is a really wonderful bluegrass community. The bluegrass community loves KBOO and we love them. Mm-hmm. And it's our 50th, as we've been saying all along. And so join us at the Oregon Historical Society for a breakfast. This is for $90 pledgers. You get tickets to this for a music event celebrating our station's history of airing bluegrass music. It's an incredible community we have here. There's also like the swing and bluegrass dance community also. I'm sure they'll be there. It's Sunday, May 6th, 9 a.m. And the host of our popular bluegrass show, that's Music from the True Vine, will be our event host, our sparkly event host. And so enjoy this really rare opportunity. You're going to hear them play music together along with guest musicians Annie Sanenek and John Cale. It's a private event. It includes the breakfast, a chance to tour our new museum exhibit, which is really snazzy. Mm-hmm. I was there for the major donor celebration. It is poppin'. 50 years of KBOO, and you can also get a chance to bid on raffle prizes that include gift certificates and ukulele from Artichoke Music. Those are really awesome folks over there. 3-day passes to the Northwest String Summit. You don't want to miss that. And Dave Elliott's Ultimate Capos and more. Like, I don't have enough room.
That's too much.
In these minutes, this pitching minutes to tell you everything. So, and of course, all this goes to KBOO. So please, 877-500-5266. KBOO.fm, clicking donate.
Back to you, Mary and Marshalia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. So, 877-500-5266. That's the number to call to donate. I've only got a few minutes left here on the air. I just want to let everybody know out there that we appreciate everything that you do. Nothing's too small. So, you know, come on in, go online, call in the pledges, go online and donate. Like Dale had said earlier, you can go online and click the donate button. Keeps programming like ours on the air, and for 50 years we've been here, and so I'm happy to be part of it, and I would love to continue to be a part of it. Here on Kitchen Table Conversations, like Dell has said before, we try to have the hard conversations that people don't really want to talk about, you know, for whatever reason. And some of the topics that we've had on my show have been a little heated, but I try to keep it in a positive light, and I try to keep it as unheated as possible, you know, because everybody is entitled to their opinion. And, you know, on this show here, you can call in and you can give your opinion, and there's no judgment, there's no shame. You know, we do what we do, and we have conversations like we would normal, regular conversations you would have with your kids, the table, with your spouse, with your significant other, you know, whoever, your friends. And so that's what we do here. I had Marshalia online a little earlier. She was on live, and I try recently to go on live on each show, but it's kind of hard nowadays. So we're not on live anymore, but we will be on our next show. And before we get off the air, I just want to update a couple of the people that had asked about. It's really funny. I get private messages from people sometimes, and they ask different random questions. And one of the questions that I got was, when am I going to get my teeth?
And, next week.
And I said, you know, well, at first, I was supposed to get them on the 23rd, but we got the mold in and it wasn't right, and they had to take them off, do it back. Then I went back in last Tuesday or something like that. And I went in and I had another one and everything was great. So I'm just here to say I go in on Thursday, and if everything is great, then I will have them next week. So hopefully everything goes good and everything will be taken care of by next week, and I will be able to speak correctly again. And for all of you who have called in and wanted to keep up on my teeth, that's the update. So, also I want to give a shout out to, the gentleman in Germany who I can't remember his name because I can't pronounce it, who sent me a message. Thank you. And it is international. KBOO does run internationally. We have listeners in Germany. We have a listener who listens in Australia, and they listen online. So, yeah, it does run internationally. And I just want to say, without you, it couldn't. So go ahead and call on in and donate some money to us. We need to keep ourselves on the air here, and we can't do it without you. So I need to hear them phones ringing. Anyway, I'm going to just about get off the air here, and I have some walking I have to go do. Not that I really want to, but I need to go do some walking because
I need food.
My health needs to get better. Anyway, so I'm going to get off the air here. Everybody out there who listens, thank you. And I appreciate all the call-ins and all of the love and support from everybody out there. I hope that your life is wonderful and things go the way that you want them to go. So remember to love the neighbors next to you, to love the people down the street, and to keep you and your family safe. Thank you.
Lord, for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said. It's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's A and A to reach its age. It really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord God he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated
dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sending in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches, praying that I make it. Yes, they're living in the same conditions. That's far-fetching, double-minded, having double standard, double temptation in my face. My kryptonite is damaged. They say, if you knew better, you would do better. But I know I'm still living up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth or death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm cool, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every move. To make it in this life, you gotta sacrifice and lose. That's the truth. If I'm lying, you can stop me now. I'm standing tall, so you can never ever break me down. God got me, you don't. You a lying, he won't. You a fake and he can't. And that's the friend that I want. You non-believers, I don't get it. You say he's a fraud. Yet every time you get in trouble, you say, oh my God. Would you die for everybody to have a clean slate? Or get beaten until we couldn't recognize your face? Now I don't think so. It's time to wake up and look around, because the devil's trying to take us. I know I'm not perfect, but tell me who is. You couldn't judge me if you wanted. Lead the judging to him. I know I'm going on the whim to get the ignorant to listen. God gave me your word, now it's time to do my mission. I don't get it. Is my pigment such a bad thing? Are we in our last days or a bad dream? This world is contribution so confusing and it's complex. We living just to die, so I'm wondering, am I next? Yeah.
Kebu would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Roxy, located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street in Portland. The Roxy is an old-school full-service diner, open 24 hours, Tuesday through Sunday. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company, open daily. Dinner was provided by Ford Food and Drinks, located at 2505 Southeast 11th Avenue and Division, an industrial chic cafe that features simple homestyle fares and espresso drinks. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The daily prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal,